Today, I want to talk with you about a little sneaky thing that can happen to us. Now, I hate the term self-sabotage, but I want to talk about how we can fall into these patterns of sabotage in our online businesses. And we can do this when things actually start to work. I'm guilty too, so I'm going to say we a lot through this episode. I think in the online space, many of us have this dream of how things will be. We see the influencers on Instagram talking about money coming in on autopilot. We see them making six figures a month, seven figures a month, whatever the trend is right now that is popular in the online space. And there can be this feeling that it's going to be easy. And that can get discouraging. And a lot of people quit there. But just as often, people start to experience the success and quit then, which seems ludicrous. But we're taught to look for self-sabotage when things are hard, when the sales aren't coming in, and when nothing is landing. But that's not the only time that it sneaks up on us. The real danger zone in your business is when momentum actually starts to build and things start to work. Subconsciously, we can make it harder and we can want to burn it down. In my own business, I now enjoy online sales almost daily. If not daily, then certainly several times a week. And that is because I have a foundation built in my business. In my Design to Profit community, we call this the spine or the skeleton. And it's literally the most unexciting, unsexy thing that you can do in your business. It's not going to give you a dopamine hit. It's not what people are bragging about on Instagram, but it works. The skeleton is the pathway into your business. It's the bones that hold your expansion. Think about low ticket offers, events, workshops, launches, challenges, speaking engagements, any of these things, in-person things too. Email sequences. Oh my gosh, email sequences. So important for the skeleton of your business. And I know that it feels like it's an endless task to be creating these welcome sequences, sequences from paid products, all of the things, but it pays off. Follow-up and relationship building is an important part of the skeleton in your business, and giving people clear next steps to follow. So often I enter a business, even someone who I think is successful online, and I enter into their business, what would be the skeleton if it were in my business, the foundation, and there are so many pieces missing. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know what my next step would be. And so I fall away. And you may be doing that in your business. I do that in my business sometimes. None of us are going to be perfect. But how can you give people those next steps so that they do stay with you? And then all of these things require traffic. We're going to talk about that a little bit in this episode as well. Because we just had this conversation into Design to Profit last week, where someone is trying to come up with the absolute perfect offer. And this person has tried to come up with the absolute perfect offer for probably a year now. And I said, look, I am saying this in all of the love that I have in my heart for you, but for the love of God, do something. Create an offer, anything. Could even be a one-time session with you, but get it out in front of people and get traffic to it. You're not going to be able to move forward in your business without the traffic and without the offer that they can buy. And you're not going to be able to come up with these things perfectly in a vacuum. You need people in your business so that you can have that data. Anyway, I digress. That's not what we're talking about today. When you build a foundation, a skeleton in your business, this is the stuff that keeps your business standing so that you can follow your human design. This is the stuff that works even when you're tired, even when you're distracted with another shiny object. Hello, manifesting generator over here. We're going to talk about that. Or when you're in a creative low, the low of your emotional wave, your root pulse is off, any of these human design things that we talk about. This is the stuff that allows you the room and the space to honor your design and how your energy is meant to flow, so that you can continue to build the business that you love without breaking your life. So I see this a lot in my world. Once this starts rolling, once sales start coming in without pushing for them, people can start to look for the excitement. Because we have this thing around ease with making money. We think it has to be hard. And ease is different than easy. We're going to talk about that too. But here's the thing when passive income, I don't know how I feel about that term anymore, but when passive sales or steady sales start coming in your business, and you've been waiting for it to get easier all along, And then you stop yourself because you think it's too easy. I do this too. I'm doing this right now with my store. I'm not burning down my entire online business. I love my online business. But if I'm honest with you, I'm going to tell you that sometimes I have this fleeting thought, oh, I'll just burn it all down and start again. Again, I'm a manifesting generator. I am always looking for the thrill of the next thing. But I can enjoy a solid, steady, foundational business while I do something else. And so can you. It doesn't have to be either or. When you build this skeleton in your business, you can go out and do all of the other fun little side hustles, little side road tours that you want to do in your business, but your business is making money. And in my experience, online entrepreneurs, more than anyone else, resist building the foundation. You may be following these sexy accounts, watching for IG hacks, taking trainings, buying the VIP upgrades. I did this last week, never watched a damn thing, probably never will. Always searching for the answer, the thing that's going to move you forward. The thing that will move you forward is the skeleton or the foundation in your business and allowing yourself, your businesses, and your offers time to breathe. Something that may surprise you is that I have been full-time in my human design portion of my online business for 3 years now. And it's really only in the last 6 months that this has fully gelled. I don't like using the word passive income, this steady income stream in my business, that I know that I've got money coming in each and every week. Prior to that, it was all about running launches, launching new offers, promoting readings all the time, all of this in the room stuff that I had to do. I love doing that stuff. What I don't love is the financial trauma, shall we say, around not knowing that there's money coming in. But it takes time to build this up. Last fall, I had a mediocre launch. It was the launch that was projected to be 100K. And then the world exploded the morning of my first event. And the whole event went sideways, along with a lot of other online businesses. 2025 was also the year of my lowest profit margin to date in my online business, certainly in the last 10 years of online businesses. I was prepared for this. Now, a six-figure launch would have really helped. We were really counting on that to get us more into the black, but it was because I was building new systems in my business. My website, we knew, would not hold another launch, certainly not the level of launches that I have now. I had all of these pieces in my business that were connecting to each other and the connections would break and all of the things. So we knew that we needed a new website. We needed a sales system. We needed done-for-you products available for sale, all unsexy things. So while we were building that, while a launch was really underperforming, I didn't need to have that panicked feeling because I knew that I had other things that were selling on autopilot in my business, in the back end. I knew that the bones were there to hold whatever else I did in my business. The skeleton kept working. Sales were coming in. People entered through my launch, almost 800 people through my launch, and a lot stayed with me. And momentum continued to build. Just this morning, I checked my kit, my email system stats, and I had 12 new people join my email list this week. I have no idea where they came from, and just 4 unsubscribes. So things are moving in the right direction. But that takes time. That's not always going to be the way it is in your business. Sometimes you're going to look at your stats for your email and you're going to have 5 new subscribers in a week and 10 unsubscribers, and it's all okay. Every subscriber that comes in, as you grow your business, as you really settle into your niche, settle into your authority, you will start attracting more of the right people, more of the people who will stay with you. And for that part of the conversation, we go back to the very beginning of the episode where I talked about that entrepreneur who is in my online community. Lots of entrepreneurs in my online community and elsewhere are continually thinking about an offer, continually thinking about doing the thing, and continually thinking about how to get in front of people. You have to have the traffic in your business to get the data that you need to grow your business. And that's going to take some time. How much time are you giving your business to grow up? There's something else that I see. This is really sneaky for self-sabotage. And just so you know, I hate that term self-sabotage. I have a background in health and holistic health. And self-sabotage is nothing more than your nervous system trying to keep you safe. It's not a bad thing. It's not something that you're doing to screw up your life if you find yourself in self-sabotage. feel like it gets a bad rap and then we beat ourselves up for it. So let's not do that here. This is a pattern, however, that I see happening inside my community. And I want to go over it with you here because you may be experiencing the same thing in your business, or maybe you have experienced it. Let's say you're rocking and rolling building the skeleton in your business. You've been working on your email sequences. You've got a Pinterest pathway set up. Maybe you have a podcast. You've got the things all in place and things are starting to sell. You've got a lead magnet that matches your offer that people actually want. Low ticket offers are selling in your funnels, and maybe you're launching things on a regular basis, so you're bringing lots of new traffic into your business. Maybe you've even made a few sales of those offers in your email sequences. So you celebrate and you feel really good about it momentarily. And then maybe you rest because you think, okay, this is going now. I'm good. I can rest. And then nothing sells because you can't rest. Instead of diving in and promoting, getting more traffic, more leads into your business, you put the kibosh on the entire thing because you saw a couple of sales come in. And somehow we've been led to believe that that's just going to continue without us doing anything. And that's not the case. Online business takes you consistently showing up, and you get to define what consistency means for you according to your human design. You get to define how hard you're going to work at this, but it does take work to have things continue to sell. And it takes new people coming in to this foundation, this skeleton that you have built. The tendency here that I see is blowing the whole thing to smithereens and starting again. You have a couple of sales of this low ticket offer, let's say in your email sequence, and you think it's working. And then you don't get new people into it. You don't build traffic into it. You don't do the things that it took to get the people there in the first place so that you don't experience more sales. And then you meet with your coach or your friends or whoever it is, and you think, I just don't feel like this is the right offer for my people. Nobody's buying it. I haven't had any sales. I sold a half a dozen, whatever it was, and then nothing else happened. So because you feel like it's off, you burn it all down and you rewrite those email sequences and you come up with a new lead magnet and you come up with a new offer and you're back at square one. But this part of your business is not about your feelings. Emotional authority, no emotional authority, doesn't matter. It's business. And your business needs a system and a skeleton to hold it. It needs these things in place that don't change in your business, that just stay there, unsexy as all get out. And then you keep bringing the traffic in by talking about them, by doing events, by hosting workshops, by doing lives on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you are, by continually getting people into your system. The worst thing that you can do when you're at this place where things are starting to actually happen is to burn it all down and start again with something else. But we do this over and over and over again. Making money online isn't always easy. We can absolutely bring ease into it by honoring our designs, but that doesn't mean it's all sunshine and roses. It doesn't mean you get to just sit back in your comfy office chair and wait for the money to come in. Speak your affirmations, all of the things. Those things can help, sure. What is that prayer? I love that Irish prayer. Pray for potatoes with a hoe in your hand. I used to say in my direct sales business, you can tell me all you want what you're going to do, but I'm watching your feet. If your feet are moving, then your business is moving. So get the hoe in your hand and build this piece of your online business. It takes work and it takes repetition. Repetition to bring people into your system, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe a launch, maybe another event, maybe workshops in person or online or both, challenges, seminars, summits, podcast episodes, blogs, Pinterest. Build the highway to get the people into your business on a regular basis. Do all of these things at different times and watch the money start to trickle in and then flow. Give it time and space to breathe. Keep building it. Don't abandon the structure when the novelty wears off, when it's not fun anymore. Because the novelty will wear off. If you think that every time someone orders a manuscript, My sacral is on fire and I'm lit up, as we hear in the online space, to do that manuscript. Think again. Do I appreciate that sale? 1000%. Am I excited to serve that person at that level? Absolutely. But it's not the same as being in the middle of a launch or creating a new product or that excitement. It's different. It's like my 35-year marriage. Is it the same as when I was 20 years old? Absolutely not. It's consistent. It's sustainable. It's there. It's beautiful. It's beautiful in a different way. It is my foundation. And you can have a foundation in your business as well. If you're listening to this and you're at that in-between phase where things are working, but not explosively yet, where the foundation is there, but the excitement has worn off, where you're tempted to burn it all down and start fresh, this is your reminder that you're building something real, something that will stand the test of time. And real businesses don't stay real just on adrenaline. We build them on consistency through relationship building, repetition, and time. So if you're bored or restless, feeling itchy in your business right now, that's good. It's starting to work. Success, real success that lasts, is just around the corner. You've probably moved past survival mode and into sustainability. It's going to take you a hot minute to settle in there and understand, oh, okay, I can keep growing this part of my business. I can keep going with the slow and steady wins the race, and I can have other exciting things that go fast, but I'm going to just always keep building the skeleton. This is where most people bail. Do not bail on your business and your sustainability. If you want my help with this, I invite you to join the Design to Profit community. This is where we hang out live. It is not a pre-recorded membership where you have all kinds of courses and things to watch. It's not like that. It's me live in the room with you. It's hot seats. It's human design. It's business trainings. All built to build your sustainable business without breaking your life. Yes, we honor your human design always. I am not ever the person who is going to say, you have to do it this way. But I am the person who's going to say, there are things that need to be done in your business. You get to do them your way. I will look into your human design and I will show you how you're designed to do that thing. And one of the things that's non-negotiable in the Design to Profit community is sustainability. Sustainability and building the skeleton that holds your expansion so that you can grow your business without breaking your life. I'm going to pop the link in the show notes for you. I would love to have you join us if this seems like the thing that you need most in your business right now.